Wild Arts respectfully acknowledges the Kuishba Kuiigna, also known as Kuia Band of Indians, and all 9 sovereign bands of Kuia people who have stewarded this land throughout the generations and continue to steward this land for all future generations.
Idlewild Arts Foundation is proud to present One World, One Idlewild, the series, in conversation with Pamela Jordan. The series brings together thought leaders, creatives, influencers, and changemakers, highlighting the work of citizen artists whose careers and lives have been shaped by the transformative power of art.
Have the courage to lead.
The best thing that ever happened to me was the Northridge earthquake.
Artists throughout the world, we are the speakers of truth. We are the most authentic expression of the day of the times.
Be determined to get the most you can from every opportunity. And where you don't see opportunities, ask for them.
Great leaders recognize that the work requires urgent patience.
You can learn about classroom management. You can learn about the new curriculum. You can learn about the new way to teach, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, if those students feel that love, they're more likely to listen. They're more likely to trust. They're more likely to be vulnerable. And in that space, that's where you can change some kid's life.
From Idlewild Arts Academy in Idlewild, California, I'm Pamela Jordan with One World, One Idlewild, the series. Today, my guest is Audrey Carver, a multidisciplinary artist originally from Idlewild, California. Audrey graduated summa cum laude from Tufts University in 2022 with a self-designed major in scientific communication. She has had both solo and group expositions in Cuenca, Ecuador, Palm Springs, California, Idlewild, California, San Diego, California, and Boston, Massachusetts. She has worked as an artist in residence and science communication fellow at Scripps Institute of Oceanography at UCSD, the Climate Science Alliance, Cabrillo National Monument, and the Tijuana River National Estuarine Reserve. She was awarded Artist Enterprise Laboratory grants while attending Idlewild Arts Academy in 2015, 2016, and 2017 for public works. She was a speaker at the 2020 San Diego Climate Summit, where she addressed the importance of interdisciplinary science communication and was the curator for the 2023 San Diego Climate Summit Art Show hosted by the San Diego National History Museum. I spoke with Audrey Carver on January 29th, 2024. Audrey Carver, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Feels good to be back.
It's wonderful to have you back. There are many memories that you created around this campus that we still get to enjoy. Some of the paintings that are around. So let's maybe go back to that. Tell me about growing up. Did you grow up here in Idlewild?
Yeah, I did. So I've lived in Idlewild since I was 2 years old. I went to the elementary school in town from kindergarten to eighth grade, and then, yeah, here for high school. So my roots are very deep.
Wow. I knew you grew. I don't think I knew it since I was two. I was thinking more just before you came to high school. And what's it like to return to campus now that you've graduated college, you've been gone a while?
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird to be back, but it feels good. You know, not that much has changed, which always is a nice way to stroll down memory lane. But all the kids look so little since I was one of them. It's good to be back, though.
Well, you know, I want to drill down. One of the things you did, I would love for you to tell our listeners about Artist Enterprise Laboratory, AEL. Because you received 3, not 1, not 2, but 3 grants to do public projects. Mm-hmm. And so tell us about that and what the projects were.
Yeah, that, I really loved the AEL program. Definitely took advantage of it as much as I could here. So I think my freshman or sophomore year, I wrote one to do a mural on the back of Ataloa. So for the supplies and the installation of that project. I did one with David Riedmar as well, a big collaborative mural project of the Kuia Bird Singers. So a group of students went and watched the Bird Singers, developed the mural design, painted the mural, and then had it installed. So that was another one of the AEL projects. But yeah, it was great experience learning to write grants from that age. As an artist, that's a really valuable skill, is learning to apply for money and funding. So that was really great practice and kind of got me into the community and public art sphere.
Yeah, let's talk about public art. I think a lot of times students aren't thinking at all in that way. But you very much did, even things you did in town, I think I remember. What really appeals about public art, and you know, how did you carry that through leaving Idlewild and going on into college?
Yeah, I've always been really interested in public art as a way of placemaking. That's a word that's kind of around in a lot of conversations these days about the way that people relate to their environment, the way that people relate to each other, and kind of what that looks like in spaces. So especially with my work in kind of climate change art and climate activism, I think public art is a really unique tool for making visual and making scene the way that people kind of relate deeply to places, identify with places, steward places, things like that. So kind of really making visual the connection that people have with place and space.
So when you went to college, you studied science communications. Did you have to, I had to look that up. Did you have to build your own curriculum, or you did?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough that when the school I went to, Tufts University, has an interdisciplinary studies program where if you feel like you do not fit into one of the majors, your interests don't fit into one of the majors, you can design your own. And then, so you design your own curriculum, put it through a board that has to approve it, and then you can make your major that way. So I did that with science communication. I took classes, visual arts, environmental science, anthropology, and education. So it was kind of a mix of those interests.
So you did take visual arts classes. I was wondering about that because I know it's still very much a part of what you're doing, but I didn't know how much art you continued at Tufts. So that was a part of the
major. Yeah, that was a part of it. So when I started at Tufts, I actually started at the School of Museum of Fine Art. Went into art school, and they'd probably not be happy to hear me say this, so hopefully they're not listening, but the classes, you know, couldn't hold up to the Idlewild Arts. So after that, I feel like I had already gotten a lot of the arts education that my peers were just beginning on, and so from there I decided to transfer into my own major. Sorry, SMFA, it was great time, but yeah, Idlewild Arts really kind of set me up already to start with the art. And so I just needed the science and communications pieces.
Well, you had some pretty incredible instructors.
I did have some pretty incredible instructors.
Give the shout out. Who'd you have?
Oh, my gosh. David Riedmar, love you forever. Linda Santana, Terry Rothrock, Melissa Wilson. Really all of them, honestly. I love dearly all of the teachers.
Was Gerald Clark here for any
time? Gerald Clark. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Big shout out to Gerald Clark.
Yeah. Yeah, they deserve it. That's right. We want to take that time to do it.
Yeah.
So now that you've graduated college, what do you do?
That is a very good question. I get nervous when people ask me that question because I'm in flux right now. But straight out of college, I got a job at the Climate Science Alliance as the Intergenerational Education and Outreach Lead. So big title, but basically doing what I did in school, which is using art and education practices to communicate about local climate change. Mostly working with youth was my job there. I loved it. It was amazing. I had such a great time. The Climate Science Alliance does really amazing work. And yeah, but then my partner got into med school recently, so I moved to Minneapolis with him in October. And currently I'm working freelance as a mural artist. So we'll see what comes next after that, but still figuring it out.
It's very exciting from you. I know that something incredible is going to come next because you're always, you know, not looking at the thing, looking between the things and carving it out for yourself. The Climate, what was the name of it?
Climate Science Alliance.
Yes. Is that where Amber Paris is?
Yes. So Amber Paris is the director and the founder of the Climate Science Alliance, another Idlewild Arts alum. Right. And Idlewild local, she grew up here as well. And yeah, they are doing such amazing work with local native communities, educators, policymakers, scientists, all around climate adaptation. So yeah, really amazing organization. Definitely check it out.
So thinking about being at Idlewild Arts and what you got from here, what is it, two things maybe, what is it that you hope is still very much a part of students being here? And then the second thing will be like, what is your advice to take advantage of being at Idlewild Arts?
That's a good question. Let's see. So something that was really important to my life at Idlewild Arts that I'm sure is still a part of the community here, couple things. The placement in nature, so just being able to walk amongst the pine trees and the meadows, go to the grotto, really influenced my art and my connection to the community here. So just immersion in nature and really kind of respect and understanding for the natural space that we're in up here, which is so beautiful and so lucky to be up here. So that's really important. And then I think just the community and the relationships. Idlewild Arts, and I've talked with other alum about this, is just like such a beautiful little bubble up here of people who have such passion and such talent and are so willing to connect with each other on those things. I think I left Idlewild Arts really just believing that I was invincible and could do anything, you know, because my teachers taught me that. My teachers taught me that we could really put our minds to stuff and make it happen, that no idea was too small. You know, they really engaged with us on a deep personal level to give us that confidence and knowledge that we all left with. So definitely I owe a lot to the teachers of Idlewild Arts for that. Definitely a shock also going into the real world and realizing maybe I wasn't as invincible as Idlewild Arts had led me to believe. But no, it's an amazing gift. It's an amazing gift to be here. So I would say to all of the students that are here right now to really just savor that and enjoy it, because it really is very special. It's a very special place.
We have an incredible environmental club. And it's really great that in 2019, they wrote a sustainability manifesto, really kind of sticking it to administration, like, come on, we have to do it. I wanted to share some of it and really just get your reaction or your advice to them. It reads, the opening paragraph reads in part, climate change is arguably the most pressing issue of our time. As Idlewild Arts Academy experienced with the recent Cranston fire during the summer of 2018, the consequences of climate change are inescapable and will require a global community willing to do their part in order to preserve the planet. It's a really, really powerful statement, but we do have this environmental club here now. What's your advice to them, you know, especially having a club like this in an art school?
Yeah, I mean, hell yeah, keep pushing, keep pushing it. I think that it's amazing that we have an active environmental club up here, and especially that they see how climate change is affecting the local ecosystem, because especially in Southern California, like, we're really getting hit hard by climate change, the fires, the drought, the flooding. I mean, whatever it was, 15 feet of snow last winter, yeah. Things like that, like, they're really coming, and it's not going to be an issue that can be ignored up here. So big kudos to them for seeing that and for raising some awareness and attention to what Idlewild Arts can do. I think it's amazing that it's at an art school as well, that there's like this environmental presence, because as artists, we really are able to work in an interdisciplinary and emotional way that a lot of fields cannot. I think artists are really poised to kind of fill a lot of the gaps between public knowledge of climate change, the emotional like storytelling side of climate science, as well as like the scientists, the researchers, the community members, the teachers. You know, artists can kind of work as a liaison between all of these different stakeholders and groups. And so, yeah, I think that that's great that we have some young artists here that are passionate about this and working on it. And I would say just, yes, keep it up, keep pushing, keep writing manifestos. Whatever way you can contribute is valuable and important. And honestly, interdisciplinary work, I think, is vital to fighting the climate crisis. So I'm really happy. I'm really proud of them to hear that.
Audrey, thank you so much for speaking with me today. And I can't wait to see what you do. I know it's going to be absolutely incredible. You've been listening to One World, One Idlewild, the series, presented by Idlewild Arts Foundation. At Idlewild Arts, we have always believed that art is the greatest teacher of humanity. We continue to believe that the practice of creativity hones each person's desire and ability to affect global change. My name is Pamela Jordan.
To learn more about the Academy and its world-renowned summer program, please visit idlewildarts.org. To subscribe to the One World, One Idlewild podcast, please visit idlewildarts.org/the-series. Please consider supporting the students of Idlewild Arts by visiting idlewildarts.org/giving to make a gift today. Thank you for listening to One World, One Idlewild, the series, a creation and production of Idlewild Arts Foundation. Executive producer, Pamela Jordan. Directed and produced by Rose Colella. Edited, engineered, and mastered by Justin Holmes. Graphic design by Mark Biley. Marketing and publicity by Dana Albright, Molly Maple, and Alice Metcalf. Marketing assistance by Rose Colella. Production and research assistance by Keith Miller. Creative consultation by Palencia Turner. Our theme song is Beaconing, composed and performed by the incomparable Marshall Hawkins. Pamela Jordan was appointed president of Idlewild Arts Foundation in 2014. Prior to this position, she held the distinction of being the first female and first African-American head of school of the Chicago Academy for the Arts, a position she held for 12 years. She currently serves on the board of the Association of Boarding Schools and is also a member of the Global Education Advisory Council for Shanghai Hauer Collegiate School, Kashan. One World, One Idlewild, the series, is a production of Idlewild Arts Foundation. Any use of materials, including reproduction, modification, distribution, or republication without the prior written consent of Idlewild Arts Foundation is strictly prohibited.